Turner. He's an attorney out of Marshall.
Do you want me to text her until?
That's what I was gonna say, I can text Mindy or whatever.
I'll just call her real fast.
Okay.
I'm glad we got one around.
Me too.
Three months in the making.
Indeed. All right, good morning, it is nine AM and this is a special meeting in the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on the 6th day of July, 2026 at eleven thirty-seven AM. Today present is myself, County Judge Lee LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashton, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jerry Fasten, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul B. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct Number 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We always start our meetings with a prayer and a pledge. If everyone will stand, I ask Commissioner Fasten, if you will, lead us in a word of prayer.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us here to take care of county business. We pray for wisdom, discernment, knowledge. Lord, we pray that everything be done according to your will. And we thank thee once again, Lord, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We'll start with pledges. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The first and only item on the agenda is the budget workshop.
So, did this change or did it not change?
No, the sheriff sent his budget over, no changes on his.
You don't want as much fuel in?
Yeah.
The fuel went down 5,000.
Went down.
Oh, I didn't even look at that. He said there were no changes.
No changes?
I didn't look at that, but yeah, I didn't look at it.
It went down 5,000.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that might be a typo if I put.
Yeah.
Fuel's going up.
He told me no changes, so I didn't look at his request.
Question right off, and I would know.
And Karen sent me hers, but she didn't have any changes either.
I've asked this question before. On holiday pay, we have to pay the sheriff's department, sheriff, every time somebody works the holiday. They get time and a half, is that correct?
No, they get regular time.
Okay, where's holiday pay? What's $65,000? How does that come in?
Now, I will change that. If we give raises, I will increase that a little bit with salary changes. The offices don't change that, but I will have to increase that if we give a pay raise because it's based on their hourly rates.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now, let me see if I even did anything to that so far. No, right now that is left the same. It's 65, which is what it was last year.
Okay.
And last year we came in right under that. Yes, but because they have so many employees, they don't get the holidays off like we do, so we just pay them for the holidays.
So when they don't work, they still get paid for that holiday? Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't get a day off.
They don't get a day off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If they're not working, it's their regular day off, not a holiday, if that makes sense.
Is that
It's just been, I've been leaving $1,000 out there, but we haven't got anything on that in several years.
It's been over a decade.
Yeah, we haven't got any money on that in a while. Probably maybe since Phil was here. I remember getting something when he was here, but not much. And I don't know how it was started.
Is it something that we need to look to see if they need to divvy up or, because there's, we've got all.
That only goes back so many years.
Yeah.
It doesn't rain anymore.
Yeah, I'd have to try to find the file, like, I remember the letters coming in and like seeing the names on them, but that was when Phil was here, like I said, that was like a long time ago. I'd have to try to see if I can find.
I didn't know there was a timeframe.
Back from where it was.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Well, and if they're not doing anything on those anymore, then we don't get anything, you know, like.
Yeah.
But chances are, they are still doing stuff.
Well, and it was so small back then too, it's.
But they're still up though.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, but, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to, I know one of them started with a P, but I can't remember.
I wanna say it's 7 years. I wanna say what it is, that's my trouble, but I wanna say we're going to pay 7 years. They will have to pay back to 7 years if they haven't been paid. They have to pay that back. They're supposed to be putting it into account, whoever that was coming from. That would be pretty easy to figure out where that had come from.
Yeah, I can look it up. I'm making myself a note to go back and look at that. Any other questions that y'all have from last time or?
On the front page there, the proposed budget.
That's not changed, it's changed.
The sheriff capital outlay increase. It's $50,000. What is that for exactly?
That's for a substation, right? Your, the sheriff's capital outlay?
That is.
The $50,000.
Billings, yes.
That's when we went over there to look.
No, this is the Pine Harbor substation.
Okay.
Is that something that has to be done this year with our deficit as large as it is? I'm asking a question.
No, it doesn't have to be done this year. However, if we measure everything by whether it has to be done this year or can we push it into next year? Next year ain't ever gonna come.
Understood, but I mean, we do have $284,000 out here for radios and stuff that won't be on next year's. That's a considerable amount of something there to, I mean, look, I'm just being a bad guy right now, is what I'm doing. I'm thinking and looking. There's a few other things here too.
But Jared, on the radio thing, aren't you expecting that to be, some of that to be reimbursed?
No, this is our part.
That's our part.
This is our part.
That's the 10%. That is the 10%.
Okay, this is our part.
That's, how much percent?
That's our percent, our 10%.
Well, these are.
Our match, whatever our match.
Yeah, these aren't percentages, these are just.
But that's coming out of our stuff, $284,000.
Yeah, those are our part. That's why that's budgeted, because when we apply for the grants, we promise to make them whole, so. This is our part.
On that, it's like, I mean, that's, I have to, we gotta.
Yeah, so those are non, those are really non-negotiable, because we applied for those.
Yes, we gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one.
But that's an upgrade. How old was the radio system? Like, yeah.
So old, actually.
I mean, that's all we have to do. I mean, no, we gotta do that.
With that radio system, it's so patchy that the other day when these guys were down here on 727, during the incident,
down in that area, there's places you can't even get out at. If someone's, you know, throwing lead down the range at you, you can't back, ask for backup. It's just a liability, and that thing's so old.
Fact is, we gotta do that.
Yes, that's exactly, so that's, okay. Back to the thing on the 50,000. Pine Harbor obviously gets as many calls as all other places combined. Okay, the calls. I know at one time, a few years ago, we did a check, I think there were, check with the school system, there were 73 kids were being picked up by the school bus in that area, combined with issues and problems. And I know crime is, hopefully it stays as small as it is. My concern, if we don't step up something and go forward, trying to do something to deter, okay, the crime in that area, it's not going to get any smaller. It's not gonna reduce itself. And I agree, you know, 50 is a lot. And I'm not sure 50 would even be enough for a building and a structure, okay? Not these days.
But the only thing is, there's another section in our county that probably gets almost as many calls as that.
Right.
And it's further. It's further. Than Pine Harbor.
Yeah, does it, well, it's an entrance, it's the north shore of the lake, it's not too far from Sandy Beach.
I just don't know with our budget, the way that it is, I don't believe it would be proper now, in my opinion.
Well, I do agree with the judge, when is a better time? Is there, I mean, I wish, when she read off the deficit number, shocking.
Yes, sir. For sure.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, we can go through this line by line, but first I wanna start with on the groundwater conservation. So I have in there for that, $133,533. I have since talked to like surrounding areas, surrounding judges, counties that would be like in the district. I believe I can reduce that to $60,000. If that was something that passes, my understanding, I didn't realize that's like a legislative thing, so it actually wouldn't start till like September, so we wouldn't be on the hook for the whole year. I mean, we would have to budget some the next year, but for 2027, I feel like I can reduce that to 60, so.
So with the Groundwater Conservation District, if you look at the map, and we'll get a full presentation on that later. Hopefully this legislative cycle will have some sort of bill in place that will protect the groundwater in Northeast Texas. If you look at the map of Texas, all 254 counties, and you look at what these conservation districts entail, it may be two counties over here, four, six over here, 10 over here, and you look at the whole state of Texas, all of our corner of Northeast Texas, all of it is unprotected. All of it. And we've never had a groundwater conservation district here, and in the past it's been fought against. But if you go back and look just a few days ago, I don't know what day it was, Wednesday I think, Kyle Bass is the gentleman who thought it was going to be an easy, great idea to go down to the, I think it's the Angelina Natchez Water Conservation District. He was going to pump water out of the ground and sell that water to the city of Waco, or a company in Waco. So he's going to take the water out of East Texas and send it to Waco and sell it and make millions and millions and millions. And I don't know the whole story, I'm just giving you a synopsis. Conservation District stopped it. He sued him, won. Conservation District filed an appeal, maybe the other way around. Anyway, this guy just filed a federal lawsuit against that conservation district in federal court because in the late 30s, the Supreme Court of the United States heard an argument on groundwater. And basically, the law states to this day from 1932, even though everything else in the world has changed, that whoever has the biggest pump wins the day as far as pumping water out of the ground. So whoever's got the most money gets the most water. Well, we got to protect the water here. If we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. Some guy's going to come in, some company's going to come in and suck the water out from underneath the strike. Because at this point, it's all guesstimations of what's underneath us. Nobody knows how much water's underneath here. But we'll get a full presentation on that later. So Shane is correct. We're going to try to get a bill passed in this next legislative cycle. However, most of those bills don't take effect until the following September 1st. So we've got to do something to get this thing going between today or in the very near future and then. So that's why that's in there.
So that gives us $73,533 taken off. The health increase is not in here. I had originally said $57,000, but we met with Tad came out and talked to us this week, and I kind of redid the numbers or whatever, so I'm actually thinking that will be $45,900. So my $73,500, that can slip right in there and not increase the $601 that we're already looking at, is what I'm saying. Like, that can be a wash. The only other, and then I'll just let y'all run with it or ask questions. If you look at the request page, there's really not much on there. Each office did ask for just, you know, a salary increase for the employees for a cost of living. You can see there's a few things on here. JP1 asked for an increase in supplies and travel. The bigger things are, there's like three big things, I guess you could say. So right now, BJ and I have a part-time employee that we share. I am asking to raise that person up to a full-time person in anticipation of the $10 million appropriation that we have. I feel like I'm gonna have a lot more work coming through my office. So this person can help. Continue to help in BJ's office and also help in my office with that coming through. With what we already have budgeted and what I need is $20,000. The district attorney also asked for an increase for the assistant DA. As Bill retires and we try to get someone else, he feels like we need to add more money to that position. That also is $20,000. The only other big increase that we got was from Friends of Jefferson Animals. Right now we give them, well, there's $10,000 in the budget. They have asked for an increase of 10, and then we also need to budget something. I've put 10 in here. We may not need to budget all that for rabies authority, just something for impoundment and some training. So right now I have it as 10,000. It may not need to be that much. It just needs to cover some training. And then if we need to negotiate a contract with either like Longview or Marshall for if we have a rabies that we need impounded.
And that's also statutory.
Yes.
We don't have a choice in that.
Yes.
So with that being said, I think I said something to you about it. Is there not a number there of how many you have to have in the county to have that?
I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head, but we can look at it.
I did not see a population bracket. That's what I told you. And I apologize. I did not get to look since we talked the other day. I did not see a population bracket when I read it, but we can look back at that.
I wanted, there was something with population with some of that.
Most of the time there is.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering if that is the case, that would be a huge help with that if it fell into some of that.
I'm making a note of that right now, Jeff.
What on y'all's full time that you're looking, how much do y'all have set for part time help? Because I know I have $10,000 for part time help. That's what we each one of us have, $10,000 set, and I go over it but I have to watch on my other.
Right now, I think in our office, let me look, because I'm going to say the wrong amount.
So you're just wanting to increase from the part-time, what you have budgeted, increase a total of $20,703 on top of that to cover that.
Yes, so right now what we have is 28. So the 20 that I'm asking for, unfortunately, if we add them as full-time, then we'll have to do the benefits. That's the big, portion of that is the health benefits.
Why can't we just increase your part-time just a little bit for that?
I mean, we could, I just.
And use it as needed, because you done said that when that comes, that's when you're going to need it. You don't need it the whole time, you just need it part of the time.
We can try that. Yes, and I just know that with them going out, we don't know who we'll have in there. I don't know if I can get what you're saying, like a full-time, part-time person that will work that much. Plus, in our handbook, if they work more than 24 hours a week, we have to offer them benefits anyway. That's, you know, the law changed on that several years ago, so.
That's what we have to do. We have to work around that with our part-time stuff.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's hard. I get $10,000 a year for part-time for these guys, and I have to make the rest, you know, as needed.
Well, I changed that about 12 years ago. I cut out my third full-time man.
You cut a man?
I cut, let him go, but he retired, let him go.
Yeah.
And then I take that salary of the $35,000 and I roll it into my part-time, and I use part of that, whatever's left, I put it in my self-insurance.
That's good if you can do that.
Well, now summertime.
I had four full-time.
Well, I've got three, I've got four part-time guys that help me during the time. Anyway, that's what I do. If you got any questions, that's what I do.
I know with what Shannon's been working on here lately, trying to research grants. Yes, her workload is exceeding.
With that $10 million thing coming in there that she is going to have to work on, I still believe in a full-time assistant, and that way I think we'll have somebody more dedicated that will show up and be a lot easier to get somebody that wants that full-time position.
Any other questions?
I got one of them. Sheriff overtime increase. Well, here it says 9,000, no change.
I increased that.
The 10?
I did that.
Okay. So that needs to be over there?
I did that based, well, he turned that in.
Yes.
I usually do salary changes. I change that based on previous experience.
Okay, I just wondered.
Yeah.
So your overtime did come in Friday. You're still under overtime this year?
No, I'm over overtime every year. I have to move money around to cover it.
And
right now, while we're down staff, that's when I get the extra overtime. But I literally can't budget enough overtime, so I just budgeted $10,000 more, and then we make it work.
So Sheriff, we're still short deputy.
Even moving short. If someone's sick or hurt or whatever, the jail cannot go below two. Dispatcher cannot go below one. And we try to make up for the deputy side where we've got one person out after midnight sometimes. So it's just
a challenge.
It is a challenge.
And
they have to take vacation.
They lose vacation. So.
And with the sheriff's department, as you very well have noticed in the last 6 years, it don't matter how much money we put in that line item, it's going to go over budget.
Okay, sometimes.
Period. I mean,
we try to control it.
You can't. I mean, when someone dials 911, somebody got to go. Period. It don't matter who's on vacation. It don't matter who's sick. It don't matter who can't do. Somebody got to go, and we got to make sure that somebody's there to go.
When there's an incident. We have to call out more guys to handle it, and the investigators out all night long. It just starts, you know.
But usually, like you're saying, JR, look at your department. When we're down, guys, there's extra money in the salary, so then I can move that down to cover the overtime. But I just want to be proactive, so I need to add more to it just to stay on the safe side.
Okay.
So those are the only things I wanted to point out. Is there other questions that y'all have, or y'all want to look at departments?
On the DA deal, the $20,000, I mean, I know he's looking for an increase to be able to assist with that, to try to get somebody else, but that's a lot. 20.
I mean, that's a professional position, and they went to school and whatever, and that's... if you want somebody to come in here.
But that's not what you have to do. That's just what they make. That's what you're saying. Not a hat.
No, you can.
You should do it because we've been doing it.
We have been blessed beyond measure to have Mr. Gleason in that office continuously for all these years working. We couldn't afford to pay Mr. Gleason what he's worth. We can't afford to get an assistant district attorney. But that's no different than a police officer, you know.
Does every county have an assistant DA?
I don't know that to be,
they don't.
To speak on it. I don't know.
What does Morris County have? Do you know?
We do. They have a full-time. They have a full-time investigator and a full-time assistant district attorney, and they have two secretaries in their office.
And they're all there about the same size as we are? What about Kent County? Anybody know about Kent County?
To my knowledge, they do not have an assistant DA. And they're still a bit weird.
Is there close on population?
And but they split districts too. I don't know.
Do they have an extra judge though over there in camp?
They have three.
Yeah, they have an extra judge.
Three, four judges.
An extra judge.
Like a county court at law or something. I think they have like an extra position that we don't have over here. Like doing other court cases. How about the TCDRS? So the last couple years we've been paying the 11.96 just to get our funded ratio up. We're at 92%. Just because you were talking about cutting the budget some. I know it's not much, but it's $19,000. Our calculated rate for this year is 11.16. So if we do adopt that versus the 11.96, that would take out 19,000.
What will that do to our retirement?
I mean, it might mess with our funded ratio a little bit, but we've been at the 92 for a couple of years. I don't think it'll hurt that much because we've been doing that for like 3 or 4 years. We've been above the funded ratio.
What do you think, BJ?
Well, I mean, guys, you know, if you ask Terry Google, she'd say no.
She'd say don't
touch. 11.96, but I see where Shannon's, you know, that would
We got to tighten that belt, that's $19,000.
Well, and like you were talking about, you know, if we don't have these not mandatory, but if we don't have the grants and whatever, you know, next year or the next year, we can always go back up if we want to. We could always go up to a higher elected rate and start.
What if you split it? Can you
start doing more?
Cut it in half?
I mean, we can elect whatever rate we want to, as long as we stay above the 11.16, whatever they calculate is our.
So whatever you're figuring, instead of the 20,000, 19,000, whatever, could you split that? I'm gonna do like half of that.
I could, we could go on a little thing and figure out.
That's something, that's a little, but it's something.
But Chairman BJ, so if you do this in simple terms, if we lower it to 11.16, the retirees still get the same amount of money?
Oh, yes, this is just our portion of the match, which is why it helps our unfunded liability. It doesn't affect the retirees at all.
Doesn't affect them, so we can do this.
It's just our, yeah.
So what this means is 92.5% of what we owe the retirees, we have. Does that make sense?
So if we had to cash out today, we would be short the 8% is what this is saying.
Most retirement funds don't have half.
That's very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're good like that for a reason.
Because they're.
Because we ain't fooled with it and we've added to it and I wanna be very careful.
I'm okay with everybody, the retirees are still getting their money.
Don't affect anybody.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with cutting that 19,000.
I don't see a problem with it. If you're comfortable with it, just cut the whole thing. We just want to make sure.
We've done it the last 4 or 5 years.
We're able to look at it.
And we can look at it, we can always go back up at any time.
If you're comfortable with cutting it down to that, I'm okay with that.
Yep, I am too.
I mean, there's some other things I would rather cut than that, but that doesn't hurt as bad right now. Also, but there's some other things that need to be addressed there, I feel like. That need to be cut. Maybe not all, but half or something. You know, there's room between this and this, from nothing to what they're asking. There's spots in between there that you can fall and still do something, but you don't have to do that all. I'm trying really hard not to be a bad person here, but if you ain't got it, you got it. Exactly. I've been trying.
Hey, well, I'm not. Okay. It is a deficit budget, but we have the money, if that makes sense. And
I know.
But we're also, I'm not saying we're not a bank, but, and I would never recommend, like, spend over that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you have to do what you have to do just to get by to the next time, you know, and. Like I say, a lot of these are one-offs, and then they should come out.
There's going to be more one-offs next year. Then what?
There could be.
There will be, you know that.
Well, but there hasn't been in the past, really. I mean, if you look, we haven't had such huge things in our budget. Yes, we've had things that we've had to budget, but not to the extent of what we're budgeting this year.
You know, we talked about it from the get-go when I started. It was a small buy every year, not a big buy any year. And this is a big buy, in my opinion.
It's not a big buy, it's a huge buy.
And we've got to do something to.
But that goes back to, if we don't do it this year, then we're going to pass the buck to next year.
I mean, in 2018 is when we did the courthouse and we had to pledge $1 million. And we're still seeing it, and that was $1 million.
I'm just one person.
So I'm still estimating, I have the wrong copy in front of me, but I'm still estimating that at the end of next year, even after we spend all this, we would still have $2 million in the bank.
You said The expectation of the appraised value coming in from Austin is not supposed to change much, is it?
What Ann sent me was not, our numbers were not down. So even if the numbers are down, they have to calculate a rate that brings in the same money as last year. So whatever we're looking at is going to be the same ad valorem, you know, as we got last year. But what she sent me right now, our tax number should not be raised because it was not down from last year.
So according to what you're saying, we don't raise any tax, we don't raise anything, and they're doing like that, the same amount of money is going to come in.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll still end up with the in the bank of 2 million.
We should still have a 2 million in the bank at the end of next year.
After doing this $600,000 deficit.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm like the judge. I'm so thankful that we have zero.
Well, and if you look at the three big entities, Jefferson ISD, Jefferson City proper, and the county of Marion, we're the only taxable entity that would be able to pull this off, or could pull this off, or am pulling this off, or whatever the case may be. We are blessed. God has blessed Marion County immensely by placing us in the financial situation that we're in. What we can't control is the financial situation outside the county. You know, if you look at inflation, if you look at just inflation, we should have rolled over years ago. Here we are. Inflation should have killed the financial situation of most local governments in the last 5 years. And it has. It's killed a lot of them. They just go get more money from the bank. We ain't got to do that here, and we're blessed by that.
I hope we never need to.
I hope we never need to.
Okay.
I really have to credit the office of labor. You can tell from looking at our request sheet, no one really asked for anything this year. Like, they see what's on our budget form.
That's another thing we've been blessed by is employees. We got the best employees around. And the elected officials do understand that this is a hard process, and they don't put unexuberant amounts of things in their budget requests. We are blessed indeed, and we should be joyful over that. We have commissioners court meeting.
Yeah, our next meeting is next Friday the 17th.
Another Friday meeting?
Yes. I don't know why I scheduled all those. Sorry.
9 a.m., not 2 p.m.
It's Friday's good as long as it's not going.
Friday.
That's what lets.
Okay, let me propose something. Something scary, okay?
I thought we were.
Right. I gave the first one, I gave the second one today, no changes. I mean, y'all haven't talked about any changes. What if I dump all this in there for next time and let you see it?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. We can look at it.
Jared's not going to look at it.
But on that very first page about the health increase of 57, you said that's only going to be 45.
It's 45.9. After we met with them, I went back and recalculated my stuff. And so that essentially will be a wash with the 73.5 that I take down. And even if I add, which I'm going to dump it all in there, and then I can take it out, even if I add the DA's, and mine taking off the reducing the TCDRS, I believe all of that's going to be just a clean wash, and we're still going to be at like the 600.
Okay, so Friday the 17th, we have a meeting next Friday, so we will not know until is it the 25th when the values come out. Do you think Carrie is supposed to present?
It is cold in here.
They, yes, usually she doesn't, we don't get the numbers from her until that first week of August, and I can't remember what our budget, scheduled budget meeting was for then. But usually she has it to us by like that first week of August, and so we usually talk about that then. But we know we're gonna get this, you know, what's in the budget. It's just whether it goes up or down or changes any. But this number is good for sure.
All right. Before we adjourn, we had the commissioner who thought that he could keep a secret from the court. However, I usually get pretty good information when I ask for it. I got some good information today. So, I would like to sing happy birthday to the commissioner from Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Green. So, if you will join me in singing
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paul. Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry I didn't know Fox had brought you snacks.
We would have taken a picture. Hey, but guess what? We will all be together again on Monday. Commissioner Ashley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.